Normal circumstances, it would be sacrilege to talk over a song because it's just wrong. And especially a song that's been given so much love and attention. It is Tommy Herman. And he's just played at K-Day. That's his opening song. His first release, his debut release. It's called Stay. He's written it for his girlfriend. And I asked you if you got a sense of where the inspiration comes from. It was clear it was John Legend.
Definitely, yes. Definitely.
In fact, if you're not listening clearly, then you'd say it's John Legend. You're molding your style around the man. Huh?
I've heard a lot. Lots of people say that. Yes, there's people that like heard some John Legend songs in the shop, and they're like, "Yo, tell me, I thought I heard you like in the Food Lovers Market or something like." And I was like, "Huh?" And then they realized, "Nah,
it's a new John Legend song." Listening to.
They heard like actual John Legend songs.
Is there something distinctive to me in the song? What part of it is to me that is beyond John Legend?
Basically the emotion behind it and the fact that. It just came out like that. It took me like under a few minutes to create that song. I just came home from like a film shoot and I decided, yo, I'm going to make a song, and I put a beat on and I felt this beat and it just flowed out. So yeah, it just literally came out. I freestyled it, I recorded it as I did it, and then that's how all the lyrics were put down.
And you said in a couple of minutes, how many minutes?
Like in the space of recording the full beat of the song on a backtrack. So that must have been like 2 minutes, around about 2 minutes, yeah. And it just came out, yeah.
Sometimes they say it comes like that, that creative inspiration, that it comes like in a just a barrage, and then you got to sit and you got to just be aware of it and you got to soak it all up.
Yeah.
So it was about the girlfriend. Were you thinking about the girlfriend or were you thinking about the song?
So I'm always...
You're always thinking about the
I'm
girlfriend.
I'm always thinking about the girlfriend, especially when it comes to music, so yeah.
21 years old?
23.
Are you 23?
23 today, yes.
23 today, okay. Because I had an interview where you're 21 at the time.
Yeah, that was Hot 24.9. Yes.
You weren't supposed to say that. Okay, that's because I was like Googling for Tommy Herman, and then it was it Tommy Kidd?
That Tommy Kidd. It comes up on my Google, that Tommy Kidd.
That Tommy Kidd, that's yes. Where you can find him. Tommy, so this is the first of many. You also played at K-Day recently.
Amazing.
Sister Station KFMs. Was that a big moment for you?
That was like a dream come true. Like, I've been waiting for something like that for so long. So it was brilliant. I loved it. It was amazing.
And your biggest stage ever, your biggest audience ever?
Biggest.
And how did they take your song?
They felt it, they liked it, they enjoyed it. There were lots of people coming to congratulate me and say that it was good and they liked my presence on stage. So that uplifted me a lot and made me feel good about myself. Yeah, like continue.
Yeah, it's such an important source of energy for you in your career, that applause. You brought a guitar along. I know you also play the keyboards. I know you also play the drums. You're a bit of a multi-instrumentalist.
Yep. Yes.
Rumor has it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think the future is going to include instruments, or is it all going to be computer generated?
There's a possibility that I would like to include some
live band.
Like when I get on the stage, maybe. Yeah, yes, definitely.
You would want to do that? Do you have a favorite instrument?
My favorite instrument is actually... No, actually, don't have a honestly, I don't have a favorite instrument. It's drums, guitar, piano, keyboard, all together. Same, equilateral, equal.
Okay. And after the first project, the first song that you've written, Stay, the first song played on a radio station, what's next?
I've so much songs that I've written and come up with like beats for and some chords and all of that. So everything's like basically laid down. There's no specific order in which I really wanted to come out.
Yeah.
But
you got the beats down, you got the melodies
I've
down. What about the lyrics?
The lyrics are down.
Are you on about the lyrics as well? It must be your words or what?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
So is it all going to be about the girlfriend or what else moves your earth? Clearly,
not all about
else.
So basically, what I feel on the beat, I will put to it. So there will be love songs, there will be normal, standard, commercial songs. And there's a few that I have, actually.
Okay. Is there anything in the world that you feel really passionately about that you want to use your talents to contribute? Maybe a cause that you feel is important to you.
So I would like to impact. I would like to bring a positive impact to the world with my music.
Okay.
If it goes down to a depth, if it hits on a deeper level, then I'd like to have a positive impact on people's lives.
Okay.
Open them to bigger things and assist, you know, in what people go through.
Got you. Just tell me about collaborations. Would you like to share stage with John Legend, or are there other people that you'd like to?
Someday that could be good. But I seem to be able to adapt my voice differently for different kind of sounds. And I think that's something, like, personally, I think it's for me, like, it's quite cool. But if there was someone that I'd like to collaborate with, probably in Cape Town, would be Mikasa. So, say something. That's my number one in SA.
Yeah. I think you in the early stages of your career, you felt the love at hashtag Galaxy K Day. I think it's about koppo now, isn't it? It's about keeping the discipline for the gift that you have. Clearly, you're going to get revenue from this gift that you have. What do you think are important things for you to be doing at this moment in time?
Obviously, just keep going, keep practicing, maintain good health. Keep good health with myself, because, like, that's important, especially when it comes to singing. What did you say again? Sorry.
No, that's all good. I was going to tell you what a very favorite radio presenter said when I was a kid. I would listen to him, and he worked for a station called Springbok Radio. His name was David Gresham, and he'd end his show off every day with "Keep your feet on the ground and reach for the stars." And I think that's really good advice. Be you. The world needs you. There's nothing better than you. And all the best. You've got the talent. Thank you for joining us today, Tommy Herman.
Thank you.
It is nearly time for me to say goodbye at 12.